Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome almost to fall. Got a couple more kind of summery days, but it's all coming. And fall says Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving says Harvest Market. If you've been to Harvest Market, you've probably been wondering when it is, or perhaps you already have it on your calendar. If you've not been to Harvest Market, it's something you don't want to miss. And it is happening this coming Monday, the 21st. We're doing it for the third year, and we're saying it's always the Monday before Thanksgiving. Well, it has been for three times and probably will be in the future. That's Monday, November 21st, and it is at the Cass County Community Center, 3:30 to 7:30. So you could come after work, you could come after the kids get out of school, you can come on your way home from running errands from other places in town. Whatever, you want to be sure to stop by the Cass County Community Center. There is no fee to enter, so just come on in either the north door or the south door, and of course there's parking on both sides of the community center. So it'll be easy to come in. We do ask people to register, mostly because we like to know how many people are there and kind of like to know where you're coming from. So that'll just take a minute at either the north or the south door. Now, I want to share with you the vendors. We're about 30 vendors plus other kinds of activities. So I want to mention, I maybe won't get through the whole list, but I do want to mention them and try to give you an idea of what they might be selling. Now, in summary, the one of the main purposes is to sell fresh produce. We have local growers who still have fresh produce. Things like radishes. Yeah, you didn't think about that, did you? You're thinking pumpkins and squash. And, of course, there will be some of those. But things like radishes and fresh greens, and then things like potatoes, things you need for your Thanksgiving banquet, it's all there. And, of course, you need a few onions to flavor things up. You need a little bit of garlic. And I know some of you have been watching for aronia berries. Yep, we're going to have some of those, too. So a wide variety of foods, in addition to all the fresh produce, there are about a dozen people who are providing homemade, locally made foods of various kinds. You need some fresh bread, some dinner rolls, some sweet rolls, you know, for breakfast. If you're having company, you need something to wake up in the morning. Perhaps you want some kind of dips for entertaining. Maybe you just need brownies or other bars for snacks. It's all there. It's almost unbelievable. And then there are almost 20 people are selling what I'm saying are gifts, but that includes like repurposed furniture, jewelry, hats, gloves, scarves, all those kinds of things you can buy for yourself or, of course, buy for gifts. So bring your shopping list with you for those special folks you need to find gifts that are maybe something a little unusual, something they can't just go to any store and buy. You will find that kind of thing also at Harvest Market. So we are talking about Harvest Market, November 21st at the Cass County Community Center. So I'm going to start down the list. And like I say, if I miss somebody, I really apologize. But Michelle Lane has been there, I think, every year, and she's the person in the corner who has afghans, scarves, headbands, lots of different kinds of fashion wear. Adore Decor, you probably know her for Produce in the Park if you are a shopper there. Home and personal accessories, lots of ideas for gifts. Jennifer McDonald has braided rugs, dishcloths, lots more. And, you know, pause. Hey, that's a gift I wouldn't mind getting. You always need a couple of those around, and they're much better than a lot of them that you can buy. Blankets, a number of people doing blankets, one of them including Becky Bonney. And Abby McGrath is providing jewelry with several jewelry, very unique designs. Elvina's Attic has repurposed vintage jewelry and small furniture. And then, I guess I did not mention at the beginning, our big produce providers are going to be Bridgewater Farm and 3B Farms with a wide variety of produce. They'll have it should make your mouth water to see all that fresh produce. And going down my list here, Claire's Farm Produce, that is this pellet with cinnamon rolls. Country Lighthouse Bakery has breads and rolls, dinner rolls, usually crisps and so on. And her daughter makes photographs, her photographs made into two cards, and they're just, I really like those. Desiree Farm, of course, is the goat milk soap person, but also has lotions and lip balms and sugar scrubs, lots of personal care items. And Dirt Road Candle Company, that's certainly a new one at Harvest Market, and we're welcoming Michelle Yukon with her hand-poured soy candles. So light up your own house with candles, but also makes wonderful gifts. Honey Hats and Extra. Well, you can guess there's going to be some hats, but also jewelry and keychains and related kinds of items. Just Believe Creations. Her specialty, in addition to jewelry, are beautifully beaded little boxes that you can use for storing jewelry or other small items. Oh, and here's a sweet one. Randall Honey Farm will have flavored honey, the plain honey, as well as some other beeswax products. Sue's Country Garden, well, again, those who are produce department fans know that Sue is an expert at producing all kinds of jams and jellies, and she will have all of those there, and you'll also get to taste them. Tara's Treasures produces soap that's beautiful. You can't hardly believe it's soap, but it's a wonderful addition for your decor. The Young Girls have baked goods and also book bags and magnets. Weitzel's Restaurant and Bar will have pies, brownies, cakes, and dips. We mentioned Wilco Incorporated is the group selling Aronia berries and Aronia pie. And Wild Almond Cakes, some of you know that that's Kim Comas, and she will be having cakes for sale and also other baked goods, and also will take orders. Chris Jonke and his partners from Hilltop Creations will be producing baked goods and some crafts. Denise Spear, Repurposed Furniture, you know, that's the in thing right now, that repurposed, upcycled, recycled kind of furniture. Draconian Way is Cindy Sorensen, and she will have a whole line of soaps and related products. Vernetta, sorry, I don't have your last name, but she's doing some decor with flowers, so come and see her. Connie Veather is the crochet queen with all kinds of things that you can use personally or for your home. McCurdy Pumpkins, yep, they'll be there, and yep, they'll have pumpkins. They'll also have popcorn. And Elaine Phillips is bringing gourds, those decor kinds of gourds. So those are the list of vendors that I currently have. But in addition to all of those vendors, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce will be present and handing out the bags so you can, you know, the shopping bags so you can fill them up. And we'll have information about things going on in the community. The Cass County Food Policy Council, who is a major supporter of Harvest Market, will be there, and they'll be doing registration and also handing out information about other organizations in the county. Parents and teachers will be providing some kids' activities, and there will be several of those. And Kiwanis, we'll especially talk about them, but they also are doing the same kind of thing that we have some high school chefs. That is, there will be chefs located around the building so you get to taste some local produce and how it might be used. And Kiwanis is doing a slow cooker sample to kind of promote their special program that they are doing. And if all that isn't enough, well, Bill Gerlach is going to be our wandering violinist occasionally through the evening, and Bill is a wonderful musician, and so he's just going to add a little atmosphere with his music. So as I mentioned, there is no fee to come in. It is on November 21st, that's Monday, 3:30 to 7:30 at the Cass County Community Center. You can enter both the north or south doors, and come at 3:30 or come at 7 o'clock. I'm sure there'll still be lots of good things there to test, taste test, and also to purchase for your Thanksgiving meal, or many of the baked goods, for instance, you could freeze and them for later on during the holiday season, and other things will just keep without even putting them in the freezer or the refrigerator, such as your jams and jellies. And the one unique thing about Harvest Market that makes it different than many of the other kinds of craft fairs, for instance, is that everything is handmade, locally produced, so you get to know who it is that's baking that bread. You get to know who it is that's growing that kale or growing those potatoes. It's fun to get acquainted with those folks. And if you have questions about any of those products, well, they're right there, so you can ask. And they always have lots of ideas to share with you. Remember that Harvest Market is your chance to shop for the holidays, but it's also a community event. And I've heard people come in the door and go, oh, you know, they weren't expecting all of the activity that's going on. It is economic development, and as I say, it's a way to know your producer. So be sure that you plan sometime on Monday, 3:30 to 7:30, to stop by the Cass County Community Center and take part in Harvest Market. And until next time, here's a thought. Don't watch the clock. Do what it does.